This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw 7 American troops hurt. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, United States forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. The United Nations released $100 million on Friday for humanitarian emergencies in 10 countries in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Caribbean. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Acting UN Humanitarian Chief Joyce M. Suya said a lack of funding in these countries is preventing aid agencies from providing life-saving assistance, and that is heart-wrenching. More than one-third of the new funding from the Central Emergency Response Fund, known as CERF, will go to Yemen, where a civil war is now in its 10th year, in Ethiopia, where government forces are fighting several rebel groups in its regions, as well as ethnic-related insurgencies. Yemen is getting $20 million and Ethiopia $15 million. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Babies were among the first to be vaccinated against polio in the Gaza Strip on Saturday as part of a complex immunization campaign targeting children under 10 years old. World Health Organization officials say at least 90% of the children need to be vaccinated twice, with 4 weeks between doses for the campaign to succeed. But it faces huge challenges in Gaza, which has been largely destroyed by nearly 11 months of war. Fighting is expected to pause for at least 8 hours on 3 consecutive days in each phase. For additional stories and more coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Doctors in the Democratic Republic of the Congo continue to fight a surge in Mpox cases as they await the arrival of vaccines in the next few days. Francesca Lena reports.
The World Health Organization said on Friday that 230,000 doses are immediately available to be dispatched. They were donated by the European Commission and Danish Mpox vaccine manufacturer Bavarian Nordic. Dr. Jose Pululu, head of the Mpox Center at Viana, said the people being treated here are those with severe or critical cases. He detailed how Mpox can lead to serious complications if not attended to. Earlier this month, the WHO declared Mpox a global public health emergency. More than 18,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported in Congo so far this year. The viral infection has now spread to at least 12 neighboring countries.
Francesca Lena from Reuters. A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict-ridden Kursk region in the wake of the Ukrainian incursion. Ryan Chang has more.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow and said the experience was a little scary. Kyiv launched its surprise operation into Kursk in western Russia on August 6th. Ukraine says the incursion, arguably its boldest move in a war that began with a Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, aims to protect its border settlements from constant Russian strikes.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. An attack about 80 miles north of Burkina Faso's capital on August 24th is one of the deadliest in nearly a decade of Islamist violence in the West African country. Reuters correspondent Emma Yell to report.
The date of the attack was verified by a Reuters source and confirmed by both the Burkina Faso military and the Al-Qaeda-linked group that claimed responsibility. A group of victims' relatives says hundreds of people were killed when jihadists opened fire on civilians digging defensive trenches on the orders of the military. Several videos apparently released by the militants on social media and verified by Reuters showed more than 100 bodies piled in a trench, most of them in civilian clothing. An Al-Qaeda affiliate says it attacked soldiers and militia members excavating trenches and killed nearly 300, describing the victims as fighters, not civilians. Burkina Faso's ruling junta has not said how many people were killed, but said civilians were among the victims.
Emma Yell from Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.